This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
And welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor. And I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel, who's sitting across from me. And every weekend, Chris, we're here, we're doing life together, and we're really glad you've joined us once again.
Dr. Linda, it is already the end of November.
I know, it's the weekend before Thanksgiving. That's wild to wrap your mind around that it's already here. So where are you going? Are you staying local? Are you going away?
No, we will go see my parents in the mountains of West Virginia.
Ah, and I'm headed to Maine, of all places.
You'll see snow.
I hope not. My 94-year-old dad is there, and my brother and family. We're going to have a big family reunion.
Lots of fun.
In Maine.
Make sure you remember some stories, because a man like that has great stories.
Yeah, World War II vet. He's got lots of things that he can talk about. Mm-hmm. It's really been a tough week. We had the bombings in Paris where so many people lost their lives. I was on the way to a college basketball game.
Oh, wow.
And the people that we met were like, did you hear what's happening in Paris? And I was just shocked at what was going on. And through the whole game, we were pulling up news reports and listening, and it was just horrific.
It feels like things are falling apart.
It can be very scary, and we want to bring some comfort and some healing to that process, because it's easy to get gripped by fear during this. But in the middle of all of that, we also had a personal tragedy at the Faith Radio Network. And as many of you know, or if you're just tuning in and you didn't hear the news this week, one of the hosts of the Faith Radio family, Austin Hill, passed away suddenly last Friday, November 13th. Austin did the Austin Hill in the Morning Show, and Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business died unexpectedly on that Friday night and left us all in shock and sadness. And the whole week, people have been trying to deal with the reality that he is gone. So the Faith Radio family has been grieving this past week and trying to wrap our minds around the fact that he is gone. And we would like to ask you all to pray for his wife and his son as they try to move forward in their life without Austin. It's tough.
You turn on the TV and the radio, and there's news from overseas that's hard to take in. Faith Radio Network is something that's right here in your home, in your car, and there's loss there too.
It's very personal. Mm-hmm. So we had this very public tragedy, and now we have this very personal tragedy that we're dealing with. Because he was my friend, I really wanted to dedicate this show to him, to his memory, and simply play a few of the comments that listeners left.
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm very saddened to hear the news about Austin Hill, but hope-filled. He's with Jesus now. I just want to say that his radio program blessed me over the last few months. As a believer in Christ, I was looking for a program such as his to listen to in the morning. I started tuning in, and I'm tremendously blessed by what he's done. I was also a listener of a conservative station in the morning, and once I tuned into Austin, I never tuned back to that station. And I just told my wife Friday night, I said, you know, it's really nice to get a program with the Christian worldview with all the different things that are going on, and just make you think more and more about how Christ can change circumstances, just how we need to just be alert and aware of the things that are going on in this world. And Austin did an awesome job in doing that. My prayers are for his wife and his son, and I pray that his son continues to keep the torch for Christ going forward, just like his dad did. Thank you, and God bless.
I didn't know Austin like you did. You had an opportunity both on and off the radio to communicate with him weekly. What do you remember about him? What stands out the most?
Austin was very concerned about our culture. Mm-hmm. He was really concerned about the direction of our country, and He kept wanting to bring the Bible in a practical way to everyday living, whether that was about politics or the way we live our life or mental health, which is why he a lot of times had me come in. He was definitely more political than I am and more politically focused, but we had a lot of robust conversations about politics. We both talked at length about the need for apologetics among Christians, that we need to understand what we believe and why we believe it. And I think one of the things that really stands out for me is that he understood what it meant to take a stand for Christ in today's culture.
Right.
And even to do that, when something was right but it wasn't popular, he didn't really care. He was determined he was going to take a stand. And I think for that reason and for all the things that I've said already and we're going to hear, he was really an important voice in the community.
Right.
And I just want people to keep his legacy going.
Yes.
We need to be awake in the church. And Paris, when we have a terrorist attack, it really wakes us up and makes us focus on what's important. I knew I was supposed to be on this Monday, and I had no idea that he had passed away, but I knew he'd want to talk about Paris and all the things that were going on and how the church needs to take a good response to that and to be part of the healing of people and not be afraid because of our relationship with Christ.
Let's hear from another listener who shared what she will remember about Austin.
Hi. My name is Kim, and I'm calling to eulogize Austin Hill. I was very shocked, saddened to hear of his passing, and I just wanted to say that he was a bold Christian who was willing to stand up and challenge us to take God's Word off the pages of the Bible and to apply a biblical worldview to our American way of life. I found that so refreshing. I mean, he took challenging, hopeful, and helpful, like kind of your radio logo, to a whole new level. And I am comforted today knowing that God's Word says, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, angels nor demons, nor our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Romans 8:38. So thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to let us talk about this very deep hole that's been left in all of our lives who appreciated the work that Austin Hill did.
Wow, so meaningful. I'm so glad that the listeners had a chance to call in and give that type of response to his passing.
He will definitely be remembered as someone who, like she said, left a big hole and has quite a legacy. This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show, and today we are remembering the passing of Austin Hill and how to deal with sudden loss. We'll be right back.
This is Hope Kennedy. I'm calling in regards to the passing of Austin Hill. I am deeply saddened by his passing. I look forward to hearing the various Christian and cultural topics he and his guests covered. He truly was a Christian and an American patriot. Austin will be greatly missed. My condolences to his wife and son. A great loss.
Did you know you have a conflict style? Everybody does. Are you a conflict avoider? Maybe you don't avoid, but instead react intensely. Or perhaps you are a great negotiator. Dr. Linda Mental offers a free conflict quiz when you visit her website, www.drlindahelps.com. Click on the picture of her latest book, We Need to Talk. Then have a friend or your partner take the quiz, too, and see if you can navigate conflict successfully.
To take the conflict-style quiz, click on the cover of Dr. Linda's latest book at drlindahelps.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Weigel, co-host of the Dr. Linda Mental Show. And if you want to share a thought with Dr. Linda, just tweet at Dr. Linda Mental.
You're listening to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, where today we're remembering one of the Faith Radio family members, Austin Hill, who, if you haven't heard the news, passed away unexpectedly a week ago, and we're just talking about him, remembering him. We've got some listener comments. People were able to call in and leave their thoughts about Austin. Mm. It's a really special thing. And because of everything that's been happening, a sudden loss of a personal friend, and then all of the loss that we've seen in the Paris terrorist attack, it's been a tough and heavy week.
Right. And with the holidays coming up, Thanksgiving just right around the corner, this topic is especially important because I would think this time of year is when loss is thought about the most.
It's really true for most people. This is the first Thanksgiving that some people will go through without having that loved one there. Or when you think about Christmas coming up and there's going to be an empty seat at the table, or as you're putting up the decorations and you're thinking about maybe a child you lost, or where there's a divorce in the family and that person is not present for the holidays, this is an especially difficult time because it triggers a lot of memories for people. And the thing is about sudden loss, because it is so unexpected, the suddenness of it makes it especially difficult. When I got that announcement that Austin had passed away, I have to tell you, it really triggered the memory of what happened with my brother. I don't know if some of you have heard this story before. I came home one sunny June day, and there was a military officer sitting in my kitchen. And out of the clear blue, he announced that my brother had been killed, that he'd been blown up by a terrorist bomb over New Delhi, India, and there were no survivors of that airplane. And I remember when I read the email about Austin, I had that same moment of, how can this really be happening?
Right.
And it feels like such a jolt that you really don't know what to make of it when you hear news like that.
What does happen to us when we undergo this type of stress, this type of shock, when we hear news just that quickly?
You can't really make sense of it. It doesn't really hit you in a way that you can really grasp the reality of that. And that can happen for a long time for a lot of people. It feels like a bad dream. Initially, there's a real struggle to even make sense of this kind of thing. It just shatters our sense of order.
Right.
We think people should grow old and die eventually from old age, but we don't think of people dying at 51 or 19 or 26 or any age that happens when there's a tragedy or an event or somebody's health just suddenly takes them. It also shatters our faith sometimes. I think it's really typical to go, why?
Definitely.
Why, God? Why? Right. Why would this happen? Why would you allow this to happen is what came into my mind. Honestly, you don't get a lot of answers to that question, but it's very normal to think about that.
And that question was asked many times in Scripture. Correct me, but I don't think you're wrong for asking God why.
And you have to remember that the Scripture says that Jesus was acquainted with our grief.
Right.
And he's a man of sorrow, so he knows very well what it feels like as a human person to go through something so tremendous like this. I think the other thing that's really difficult with sudden loss is that you don't have a chance to finish things with the person. So many times in therapy, I've heard people say things like, I had a fight with my spouse before he left for work, never thinking that he'd have a heart attack and he would die. Or I wanted to apologize for something and I never got to. Or I wanted to say I love you one more time or tell that person how much they meant to me. So that whole sense of unfinished business is really a part of the difficulty of dealing with sudden loss.
That's what we would call closure, I guess.
Yeah, you really don't have that kind of closure, which is why, as difficult as funerals are, they're so important because it does give you a place to deal with the reality of this person being gone. If you've just joined us and you're hearing us talk, we lost one of the Faith Radio family members this week, Austin Hill, who did the morning show, and another weekend business show, Austin's Big World of Small Business. And we really chose to dedicate this show to him today and talk about our friend who went on for heaven. And we allowed the listeners to also call in and give their thoughts. Let's hear a few more of those.
Hi, this is Steve Stanton, and my comment is for Austin. I will miss Austin. I love the topics he talked about. Never afraid and always talked about what was important. I wish I could give Nell and Graham a big hug. My prayer for you is the Father gives you a big hug. God bless.
Good morning. I am so very saddened to hear of the passing of Austin Hill. He was, to me, a voice calling in the wilderness, calling me as a Christian to pay attention to what is going on in our world and how we as Christians can impact our culture. My condolences to his wife and his son, and he will be so deeply missed.
You know, Dr. Linda, you can hear in the listeners' voices how much of an impact he had on their daily lives. And the first gentleman that made his comments, he was emotional about this.
Yeah, you can hear the sadness and the pain in there.
Speaking of sadness and pain and grief, there are different stages.
So I kind of want to reframe it a little bit more as the process of grief. Because what people think when we go through the stages is that there's this very definitive way that you go from one stage to another, and that really doesn't happen for most people. What happens is what we've all been dealing with this week, which is the shock and the denial. Whether it's with Austin Hill or the terrorist bombings, there's just this numbness because it's such a jolt to the body, as we talked about before. So that very first part, that very first process in grief is dealing with the shock and the denial. And that can go on for quite a while. It isn't just one day or 2 days. You really can have weeks of not really being able to wrap your brain around that kind of thing happening.
It differs from person to person, but typically when we go through these processes, on an average, how long does each step take?
They're not steps. You kind of visit them. They come and go. The grieving process usually takes about 2 years for most people.
Wow.
It's
wow.
much longer than people think. So after that shock and denial, then there is this period of reality where you recognize your daily life is so changed. You're realizing that person isn't there. I just had a really good friend lose his wife to breast cancer. And some friends pulled him out and made him play golf with him.
Right.
And he said, as soon as I got done, I picked up my phone and started to call my wife. And realize that she's not there. The depression, the loneliness that sets in once the reality hits, you're feeling deserted. You really have to have Christ in you and the Holy Spirit in you to comfort you during that time, because it's very easy to go, God has abandoned me, and where is he, and I'm so sad, and I don't know if I can ever get through this. But it's the promise of God that he's going to be with you through that difficulty to get you there. And then what happens is all these reactions that people have. And then we hear about this as the anger stage, where people get really angry. They get upset because of the helplessness they're feeling, that abandonment that I just mentioned. Sometimes people get apathetic and say, I don't care. Even people can get suicidal during this time if they don't have the hope of eternity and Christ in them. And even with that, we have to hold on to Christ's peace and his contentment that he can only give us.
Is it during the reaction process that we would see people either cling to or push away from God?
Yeah, I think that's really the key there. And this is where the bargaining comes in. Mm. So you go back and forth. You go back to sadness and depression and then anger and then bargaining. And it just comes and it goes back and forth till eventually we get to a what we call sort of a recovery time, where you're gradually returning to a new normal. And there's an acceptance of moving forward. And in the Christian life, we eventually heal because of the help of God. So in his presence, there's real peace and there's hope of seeing the person again.
This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. We're dealing with loss today, and it's a tribute to Austin Hill. When we return, we'll talk about how you can help someone work through great loss. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Dr. Linda Mental from the Dr. Linda Mental Radio Show. Join the conversation for our shows by commenting on questions and show topics posted on social media. Go to myfaithradio.com, click on my show, and leave your comments in the comment box. Or click on one of the social media icons and leave your comments on Facebook or Twitter. We'd love to hear from you. And welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, where today we're talking about the sudden passing of one of the Faith Radio family hosts, Austin Hill, who hosted the morning show and also a business show. Mm. And we're doing a little bit of a tribute to him. We've had some listeners who've called in and given some wonderful thoughts about Austin and the impact that he has had on their life. And we're also including, how do you deal with sudden loss? Because we've all had to deal with this week,
right,
with the Paris bombings and with the passing of Austin. And sudden loss is not easy to deal with.
It comes as a shock.
Yeah.
And no one is prepared for it.
Right, right.
And we know we can't just take away someone's pain who's dealing with this. But if you know someone who's going through this type of loss, what can you do to help?
I think the most important thing is just to be present. People are always so worried about what they can say or what they should say. But really, it's your presence. And there's a lot of research that says if you're just there with the person, you don't have to be talking, you don't have to be doing anything, but just present with somebody, because that abandonment feeling, that feeling of my whole life is about to turn upside down here, and it has turned upside down based on what happened, having someone in the room with you, someone present, is really helpful. And it's helpful for that person who's in the room or with you during that time of loss to contact people who need to know. Rather than expecting the person who's dealing with this shock and denial to have enough presence to say, here's who we need to call. Just make those calls and do what you need to do. another really practical thing is you, if you're the friend, you just arrange for things that need to be done. Mm. I have a dear friend who I've known for years, her whole family, and her husband was out trimming trees like he did every year. He would help widows and widowers as he trimmed the trees. And one day he hit an electrical wire, and he actually was electrocuted and died.
Wow.
And I had to go to his house with my husband, and we had to tell his little children and deal with his wife. And I remember just taking care of stuff. I took the phone call from the morgue, and I alerted all the people who needed to do that. She was not in the position to have the wherewithal at that moment to do things. So organizing practical things like getting meals and cleaning the house, don't ask the grieving person what they need because they don't know.
Right. You're basically inserting yourself into someone's mm-hmm. life. It's okay to do that.
Yeah, it's okay to really just kind of take control, mm-hmm. but help them make decisions. I think the most important thing is not to give platitudes.
Definitely.
And keep your words really simple, like, I'm so sorry, and what a horrible loss. And don't say you know what it feels like. I think that is one of the things I've heard over and over from people, because they really don't know what you're going through exactly. We all deal with loss, and we all have common experiences of loss. But just listen and allow people to grieve in their own way. And certainly, Chris, I want to say don't give explanations. I know when I had a miscarriage, I had a lot of people come up to me and say things like, well, this was God's will, or this child's life might have been difficult. I thought, you know what, that doesn't really help me at this moment, and I'd rather not have people try to guess what's going on with God.
Your friends don't need to play God.
Right, but certainly being present is really, really important.
Do the holidays make this worse?
Yeah, the holidays make it really difficult because the loss is so in your face in some ways because of all the memories that are attached to holidays for us. One of the very important things is to allow yourself to grieve during the holidays. If you've lost somebody who you love and you are really struggling, don't try to hide it and act like it's not there. You really do need to allow yourself to grieve. If you're at a meal and suddenly you have a moment where you cry for a second, it's okay. You can excuse yourself from some activity if you're starting to feel something and go and allow yourself to cry. That's an okay thing to do. I think it's also good during the holidays to think about the person and actually talk about the person. Sometimes people, they're so afraid that if they bring it up, oh, I don't want to bring it up, because then the person might get upset. But actually, when you've lost somebody, you like to talk about that person and you want that person remembered. So share a funny story, talk about the person. A lot of times we would say with my brother, well, if my brother was here, you know, he'd be taking Uncle Harold out, you know, for that comment or doing something. And it's like he's there when we talk about him. So that's a really good way to bring that memory right there, right front and center. I also think it's really good during the time in church to just allow the Lord to minister to you and to give you comfort. Going to church and listening to worship music and listening to a word on a podcast or something where somebody is trying to encourage you, it's okay to use those supports and to help people. I think you should have a plan B for the holidays. This sounds a little weird, but what do you think about this?
No, actually, I wanted to ask you about that too, because it would seem that some people would be overwhelmed by kindness and love. And at some point, they may say, you know what, I need to be alone.
Yeah, it's too much.
Right.
It's okay to have a plan B. And actually, thinking and knowing that you have a plan B usually helps people stay with plan A. It's just knowing that if I have to exit, if I have to do something different, if I have to say I can opt out of this, it's okay. I really want to encourage you during the holidays to volunteer. If you've dealt with loss, to do something to serve other people, because that really does take our mind off of the difficulty and it puts a new spin on it. And it's good to create new traditions also during the holiday when you've lost somebody. I know that we're getting nearer the end, Chris, and I want to do something to encourage people. Let's just read a few scriptures about how we can encourage each other during this time of loss and dealing with loss. So I'm going to start with Isaiah 40:29.
Mm-hmm.
It says, he gives power to the weak. And those who have no might, he increases their strength. He will give you the strength to endure.
Strength.
And
that's
to endure.
What you need most of.
We need to endure. And sometimes when you're in the middle of a personal loss, you feel like you cannot endure.
Right.
But God says he will give you the strength to endure.
Matthew 5:4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. It's almost as if during that time, God knows what you're dealing with. And he'll give you an extra special hug,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, he does. 2 Corinthians 1:3 through 4 says, "Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves received from God." I love that.
How many times was the word comfort used in those two verses?
Yeah.
Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." He upholds us, for sure.
He upholds us. And Psalm 34:18 is one of my favorite. "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit." So we've got one more tribute to Austin. Let's listen as we close out our time.
Hi. This message is for the Austin Hill Show, and I'm terribly saddened by my brother. I call him my brother in faith, his death, but I believe that he completed his mission. I also wanted to share something about him that I totally, out of all the things that he did on that show that he was courageous about, the thing that really warmed my heart was when him and Bill were on the air, I guess on Wednesdays, and I just loved the camaraderie. I could hear their personalities and their laughing and their joking, and I really enjoyed that a lot. And I also enjoyed the fact that Austin was very courageous and very bold and wasn't afraid to say or share what he felt he needed to share that was on his heart about our country and what was going on in the world. And so, yes, we are going to terribly miss him. I love him as a brother in faith and a former Californian, as I was, as he is, as well. So I can't wait to see him in heaven, which we all will. And thanks again.
So Revelation 21:4 says, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." As we close out our time today, we remember our friend, Austin Hill, husband, dad, friend, radio show host, but most important, Austin was a child of the Most High, who is now with his Creator. We will miss you, Austin Hill, but we will see you on the other side. That's all the time we have for today. Many thanks to our producer, Katie Reshetko, our engineer, Caleb Carpenter, and our social media director, Hannah Duke. And thanks, of course, to my co-host, Chris Weigel, who makes this show a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, remember, we are doing life together, and it's better when we don't have to do it alone.
Doing life together.
Dr. Linda Mental Show is a production of WQLU-FM 90.9 in Lynchburg, Virginia.